This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Surya Sarovar Yojana PMSSY for development of floating solar photovoltaic projects with energy storage systems. Addressing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the scheme has been approved with a total outlay of 5,070 crore rupees.
सोलर कैपेसिटी पर कैपिटा के हिसाब से देखें तो वर्ल्ड हाईएस्ट देश में लगी है. वाटर बॉडीज हैं, डैम्स हो, लेक्स हो, कैनाल्स हो, उन सब का उपयोग करके जो सोलर पावर जनरेशन कैपेसिटी क्रिएट करना है उसका अप्रूवल लिया गया. 102 गीगावाट की कैपेसिटी पोटेंशियल है भारत में. टोटल 5000 मेगावाट फ्लोटिंग सोलर पीवी फोटोवोल्टेइक कैपेसिटी भारत में क्रिएट की जाएगी. 5 साल की स्कीम है. 1 करोड़ पर मेगावाट का इसका सपोर्ट दिया जाएगा. 10 मिलियन टन्स ऑफ CO2 एमिशंस को ये प्रिवेंट करेगा.
In order to strengthen country's energy security and unlock vast offshore potential, the Union Cabinet has given its nod to the National Offshore Exploration Scheme, Samudra Manthan, with an approved outlay of 84,084 crore rupees for implementation up to financial year 2030-31. The Union Cabinet has given its approval to the continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan, scheme for 2026-27 to 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnaw said a total financial outlay of 3.15 lakh crore rupees has been approved for this scheme during the period of 5 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video carrying a message against abusive language and hate, saying that abuses never solve anything. In the video message posted on his social media handles, Mr. Modi said, "The country and the world has witnessed what happened at Jantar Mantar, where some mischievous children used very abusive language, words that do not benefit any civilized society." The Prime Minister said he was personally abused and even his late mother was subjected to abuse. Mr. Modi said it is the time to embrace these children and show them the right path. He said he wants to forgive them and the society too. Should accept this. He called out to these youth to move forward together for the sake of the country. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment, the presiding officer, Dilip Sekia, took up the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passage. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved the bill amid opposition uproar. The bill was passed in the House amid ruckus without any discussion. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri concluded his 2-day official visit to Bhutan. During his visit, Mr. Misri co-chaired the 5th India-Bhutan Development Cooperation talks for the 13th five-year plan of Bhutan. During the 5th plan talks, both sides reviewed the overall progress and implementation of Government of India's support of 10,000 crore rupees for Bhutan's 13th five-year plan. A total of 12 new project-tied assistance PTA projects amounting to 332 crore rupees were approved. They cover sectors such as infrastructure, healthcare, agriculture, urban amenities and disaster management. In Jammu and Kashmir, one non-local labourer was killed and another injured in a terrorist attack in the Kilam Devsar area of Kulgam district last evening. Speaking to Akashvani News, IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi said one labourer died while the other is undergoing treatment at a local hospital after unidentified terrorists opened fire on the duo. The IGP said the area has been cordoned off and a search operation has been launched. Indian judoka Asmita Day and Harsh Singh created history by winning judo gold medals for the first time in Commonwealth Games. Asmita Day clinched country's first ever Commonwealth Games judo gold, defeating Canada's Heidi Quach in the women's 48kg final. Following closely, Harsh Singh clinched the men's 60kg title, defeating Australia's Joshua Katz in the final. Yamini Maurya also clinched a silver medal. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Asmita Day and Harsh Singh on their gold medal victories. And that's the end of this news bulletin.